This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across the United States of America and in the Caribbean, too. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to the program right now across the country as well as around the world via the satellite. And to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the stuff that we have over there to offer. All right, joining us right now, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. And hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, I'm going to start out with what's going on in your backyard. How are you making out with the fires out there? Because yesterday we heard again that you still got fires, wildfires out there. Matter of fact, in the San Fernando Valley, there's an area out there of 88 acres that's burning. They're talking about having these rolling blackouts again. Does any of that affect you?
No, it doesn't, at least not at this point. I know that up in Northern California, PG&E, I believe, is going to perhaps turn off the power, maybe to some 500,000 people, if we see more dry, windy conditions over the next few days. They have a very large service area, and so that that may affect a lot of people. I know they have the Palisades fire, but as far as I know, it's not any kind of a threat anymore. And but no, a lot of that is all north of L.A. or in the L.A. area, and I'm about an hour south of L.A.
Okay, because I know there were some people killed last week, a fire near Los Angeles. Hundreds of thousands of California residents went without power last week, and 2 million, I guess, the week before in Northern California. And it's getting rather, from where I'm sitting, it's getting rather ridiculous.
Well, this is a very big issue, obviously, because what happened?
Liability.
There's a liability there. They don't want to have their equipment sparking any more fires. But here's the thing. Once the winds kick up and you turn off the power to make sure there's no chance of sparking a fire, at least from that equipment, after the winds die down, they have to check because PG&E reported that there were damage to some of their equipment in the last go-round. So it takes them time to test it or look at it, make sure it's okay before they can re-energize it. That means people could be out of power for a couple of days or more, and that could get very old very, very quickly. But also, especially where people, especially elderly folks who might need that electricity for oxygen and or these, you know, other kinds of life-threatening things or life-sustaining things.
Now, this secret inquiry by Adam Schiff's committee continued yesterday with the diplomat Bill Taylor testifying, and he came out with using secondhand knowledge, not firsthand knowledge, secondhand knowledge that President Trump and the Ukraine, the president used the Ukraine aid and a White House meeting as leverage for the probes to be opened up against Biden and his son and this, that, and the other. Now, there is no proof of any time that to illustrate that. As a matter of fact, the proof says something different. So what is Taylor doing? This is secondhand knowledge to my information, my understanding.
Well, yeah, this is a very, very weird kind of a thing because certainly, evidently, the whistleblower, the first whistleblower, was supposed to be this huge bombshell, and they were going to sort of build their impeachment case around it. Nancy Pelosi came out and jumped the gun and all that stuff. And then we saw the transcript. This was the telephone call with the Ukrainian president, no less. The Ukrainian president says there was no pressure. In fact, as far as we know, Captain, the Ukrainian president had no idea that anything was on hold for any period of time for any reason, that
nope.
Especially to be connected with what the president talked about with him in the conversation about corruption, which was within the sphere of the whole Biden question. And so to hear this now from this particular diplomat is really quite interesting, because again, it seems like they're trying to make things up out of thin air or put something out there to see if they can get the ball rolling somehow. But I'm with you, Captain. Where's the proof? We have the proof in the transcript of the actual call from that complaint. But
yeah.
But this is just, again, just another, you know, hey, I think
it's
I heard
fishing,
something.
It's a fishing expedition with somebody repeating second or third hand information, just like it was with a whistleblower, second or third hand information with no proof. The proof says something totally different.
Right, and that's what the American people want. And so, you know, they understand that this impeachment hoax is just like the Russia hoax. It's, you know, just like what we've seen in the past. And I think Captain is going to translate at the ballot box. I think they want people to go to Washington and do their jobs, not try to use political weapons against their adversaries.
Let me run this by you. If they had a case, a real case, and they were going somewhere, you would think that they would have it out in the public for one simple reason. They'd want to flaunt it and show everybody how bad things were and this, that, and the other. That's number one. And number two, they would want to take a vote and get this going as fast as they can, and they don't have the votes. Hold that thought, because we're coming back. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. But think about that, folks, for a second. We'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I'm the Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, there he was, the Professor of Politics. He's everywhere. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And oh, by the way, if you're suffering from chronic pain, nagging pain, arthritis, which is my problem, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, muscle aches in general, then let me suggest you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Now, many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, I started mine about 3.5 years ago, and I've been on it ever since. I was taking Mobic and Flexeril for my problem with the arthritis, and it had some side effects to it, and I decided to get off it because I don't need to be dizzy or wobbly or anything like that, which it was doing to me. And I started to take Aleve, 6 pills a day, 2 in the morning, 2 at lunch, 2 at nighttime. And it created internal bleeding. And believe me, that's no fun either. So I decided when I heard my buddy Mike Gallagher talk about this that I was going to give it a shot. And I did, and I've never looked back. I paid the $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. I believe it took me about 3 to 5 days to get the product delivered to me. I had to pay shipping and handling, which was $5 or $6 on top of that. And I did it by going to the following website, relieffactor.com/captain. Now, the website will show you a little video about what's all about the Relief Factor product, the ingredients, how it works, what you can do, other things that they have there as well. So, $19.95, 3-week quick start. You'll know in 2 to 3 weeks at the very most. Take it the way it says to take it, and I believe it'll work for you because about 80% of the people that take the product stay on the product. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, and after all, what do you got to lose, right? Pain. All righty, back to Kyle Ward, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, of course, we're talking about the mysterious testimony yesterday, which was already, it's already been debunked because it was not first-hand information. It was second-hand information, because apparently Mr. Taylor, the envoy, was never present in any of these meetings, that were held. Certainly didn't know about the phone call. And, here we go again. Are we going to believe what's in black and white and on paper? Or are we going to believe hearsay evidence?
Well, exactly right. Yeah, we shouldn't believe hearsay evidence.
Never.
And I think Bill Taylor is talking about things that Gordon Sondland may have told him. That's my understanding. But here's an interesting quote, Captain, from Debbie Wasserman Schultz after the testimony. She said it was very damning testimony. And she said this. She says, quote, "I really felt like he drew the most direct line that I've heard from President Trump to the withholding of foreign aid to a vital diplomatic partner that needs those resources to keep Russia at bay." And, of course, tying it together with looking into Burisma and the Bidens. But I want to tell Debbie Wasserman Schultz, well, of course he's making the most direct line, because it sounds like this stuff is made up, or he's heard this wrong. He's got secondhand information, but they're hearing what they want to hear. And anybody that comes in and tells them stuff like this, they're going to run out to the press and say this is damning. When in reality, we don't know what it is, and because we don't have anything to back it up. And that's what I thought we were supposed to be basing our legal system on. Or when you make accusations, you have to have this thing called evidence, Debbie.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we also know that the investigation being conducted by Mr. Durham and Attorney General Barr gave Durham permission to expand his inquiry into John Brennan and James Clapper and Susan Rice and others in the FBI and Obama's DOJ because of the fact that new evidence has come to light. And if I was John Brennan, I would already be lawyered up, and I would not be saying much of anything to anybody about anything, because I'm telling you, the hammer is starting to come down on those guys, and Brennan is the one that's at the spear, the tip of the spear, and he's the first one that's going to get nailed big time.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And, of course, one of the reasons that U.S. Attorney Durham, John Durham, is expanding this probe is because people like Brennan and Clapper evidently have, you know, these connections going back to the Steele dossier. And so he's well within his rights to ask them some questions about what they knew or what their involvement might have been or what the situation was. But I think it's important to remind folks, Captain, that If not for President Trump winning the election, we would never be hearing about anything like this. They simply would have been successful, you know, in their little plan, whatever it was. And so the more and more that the layers of the onion get peeled back here by Durham, and now at the behest of the Attorney General to expand this probe, I think you're right. I think you've got a lot of people who are probably very nervous, who probably feel that they do need to go get a lawyer. And, you know, the American people are waiting for the truth to come out. And I think President Trump is going to be vindicated by a lot of this.
Now, Lindsey Graham came out yesterday and said the impeachment inquiry is political revenge and it should be dismissed very quickly in the Senate. In the meantime, in a podcast, Susan Rice came out, used a whole bunch of four-letter explicatives, which we cannot use on this radio show because they're not permitted by the FCC. A podcast is something different. You can say pretty much whatever you want. And she turned around and slammed not only Lindsey Graham in a very explicative podcast, but also the president's troop withdrawal from Syria. Why are the Democrats so hot to trot on the troops remaining in Syria when we were told why they were pulled out? And I have no problem with that, because I don't want them in the middle of a firefight between Syria and Russia and Turkey and quite possibly Iran.
Well, exactly. And the president, even the other day, talking to reporters, said, look, I mean, this was never a deal, in his words, to stay there for the rest of our lives,
no,
for the rest of all eternity.
And we were supposed to be there for 30 days.
Right, precisely. And so it is interesting that typically you would expect that Democrat high-up muckety-mucks would be wanting to bring troops home and so forth. A lot of it has to do with the fact that President Trump wants to do this or is ordering this to be done, and now suddenly this is a major, major problem of our foreign policy that they have to run over and do some fact-finding and all these kinds of things, when in reality, you know, if President Obama called for something very similar, they would be supporting that. So, unfortunately, it shows just the political bent that they really, really do have. It's a complex situation. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, though, why wouldn't they be happy that we're bringing American troops out of harm's way? That sounds like a pretty good deal. And, of course, we're always going to have this complex situation in the Middle East, but they wanted to use it to bludgeon Trump.
Yeah, by the way, a special shout-out to Catwoman and Road Dog. They're on their way from Charleston, Missouri, back north, headed to Lafayette with their load out of Laredo. Apparently, they had some trouble yesterday. Some farmer had a water tank in the back of his pickup truck, and it fell off the truck, and they drove over the top of it and tore some stuff out from underneath their vehicle. I can just imagine, because you got the fuel lines down underneath there. You got the air lines down underneath there. They had to be towed in to be repaired, so they lost a day on the road. But take it, be careful tonight, you guys. Be safe. And they're saying hello to us, and we're saying hello right back to them.
Sounds good. Yeah, be careful out there. Glad you guys could get it all fixed up.
Yeah. Now, a couple of the other things that seem to be taking place right under our own eyes. We've got so much political payback going on here between the Democrats and the Republicans and the Republicans and the Democrats and this, that, and the other, and the fake news that's out there. Right away, they're talking about Mulvaney, Mick Mulvaney, that he's going to be removed as chief of staff because he had a blunder that he made saying something that wasn't exactly correct, and then he had to come back and correct it. Mnuchin and Conway being misquoted with certain things out there. This the mooch is loose out there, who used to be a Trump supporter. Now I guess he's vying for a position with MSNBC, a regular show, or CNN, him running his mouth. You just can't believe half the things that are being said.
Well, right, and you know, part of the spy game, I guess we could start calling it, is you're trying to whittle down the administration. If they can get it to where Mick Mulvaney has to resign because of misspeaking, basically, it's kind of like they want the aha, the eureka moment, aha, see, you've confessed to everything, and now we can just sort of get rid of you at this point. That's very, very sad. But again, I think the American people realize that the president's not being allowed to do his job the way presidents are supposed to be able to do their job.
You betcha. Hold that thought, folks, and we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. We'll get into some more things here. It is a Wednesday morning.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has compared the impeachment inquiry to a lynching. White House Press Secretary Hogan Gidley.
He has been relentlessly attacked by the mainstream media since before he took office. That's what the president's talking about here.
Alicia Brooks with the Southern Poverty Law Center says the president's use of the word lynching might be due to his limited language skills.
I have to be able to find a word that adequately addresses his frustration is quite distressing.
Former Ambassador William Taylor provided lawmakers with a detailed account of the way President Trump wanted to put the new Ukrainian president in a public box by demanding a quid pro quo. In his opening statement to the committees involved in the probe, Taylor describes how everything the Ukraine's president wanted from the U.S. hinged on him publicly stating that he would investigate his potential rival, Joe Biden, and his son. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family already see the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Geico. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance Company. Find them online at geico.com. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own, starting with your car, the truck that you're driving, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Sea-Doo, your Ski-Doo, and just about everything that you own, including providing you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance office. Well, all you got to do is go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, type in your zip code. You'll find out who your local agent is, or you can do everything you want right there on the computer and not even have to put up with an agent. It's very simple. Geico.com. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, back with us. And hello there, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The Democrats just don't seem to know when to give up. And yesterday we had a New York congresswoman chime in and just rip Ben Carson. And this is what she had to say, which none of this was accurate. And I'll explain after we listen to her make her comment.
You withheld the money just to Puerto Rico. And you know what? The simple answer to this is the disdain and contempt of this administration toward the people of Puerto Rico. It speaks, this is an abuse of power. It speaks to this administration's disregard for the people of Puerto Rico. 3,000 people die in Puerto Rico under your watch. And I will ask for your administration heart to send to Congress and to this committee every communication related to Puerto Rico. And you know what, sir? We're going to find out what motivated for you to withhold this money for the people of Puerto Rico. If this was about corruption, as you claimed in the press, so deal with your own corruption when FEMA officials were arrested in Puerto Rico.
We have nothing to hide, so I'd be glad for you to get that information.
Yeah, one way or the other, we're going to know the truth.
Okay, this woman is a liar and a scumbag, and here's why. What did they find in the jungle about 6 months after the fact, Kyle?
Bottles of water, yeah.
And food.
Mm-hmm.
Tons and tons and tons, thousands of bottles of water, not little bottles, big bottles of water, and food, which had been taken into the jungle and was being stored there for what? Black market sale. Now, that being said, how many Puerto Rican officials went to jail within the first 90 days of all this coming to surface? Do you remember the number? Because I got it right here in front of me.
Well, I know that it's several, yeah.
It was six went to jail, including a senator, a Puerto Rican senator, several representatives from Puerto Rico, local, as well as a congressional representative from Puerto Rico that had to resign. The governor, okay, the governor was replaced, and the mayor of San Juan themselves was part of the problem because she allowed the drivers that were there at the port that would have been hauling the containers that came in to go on strike, and they got caught up in the storm, and they couldn't get back with their trucks because the roads were blocked. So, who's to blame for all of this?
Well, not Ben Carson.
No, not at all. Not at all. She is a liar, and I'll repeat it, a liar and a scumbag for making an accusation like that because it's absolutely not true. It was a direct, outright lie, and it's very easy to disprove what she said. Now, Kevin McCarthy was talking about the president's tweet that he made yesterday, which drew some ire from some folks, because he talked about lynching. And let's listen to this. It's a minute long, and we'll get into this right now.
That's not the language I would use. It's very clear that what the Democrats are doing here does not go across, does not have due process. It's not fair in the process. It's not something that this House has done ever in the past. Think about it for a moment. A Democrat-controlled House, a Speaker, set forth a process in dealing with President Nixon. A Republican Speaker set forth a fair process dealing with President Clinton. Now we even change the rules in the Intel Committee that you can't even read the transcripts if you're on the committee unless the big hand of the majority party is there to witness you. Never has anyone been treated that way. Let known not have due process. Not have, in President Clinton's case, his attorneys were there to able to cross-examine. They were able to put a witness list together. Both sides had subpoena power. None of that is available today. So how could you even trust it, and why would you even go forward?
Well, I remember the Bill Clinton impeachment process, and I remember all the different television coverage there was of it, and the attorneys going back and forth and this, that, and the other. We've seen none of that this time, which leads me to wonder what kind of kangaroo court have we got going on here?
Well, we have a very terrible kangaroo court going on here, and certainly I think most people would agree with Kevin McCarthy. It's not necessarily the rhetoric that one might use, but if the Democrats are very upset about words, well, we've got some other words for them. How about putsch or coup d'etat or things, these kinds of things? The kind of thing that they're running with this kangaroo court is the kind of thing that can only result, at least they would want it to result,
result, it would seem, in making the government fall. Not by winning an election, but by making the government fall on charges that have no basis in reality. And then when, and of course the connotation of the word lynch obviously is tied to the terrible murders that happened, to African American people, but the idea is that it's an unjustified killing. Someone, there's no evidence, there's no trial, they're simply killed because of hatred or some other kind of motivation like that, which everyone condemns and nobody supports, but the Democrats, if they want some interesting words, we've got all kinds of words for them.
Yeah, well, there were plenty of white people in the past who were lynched, too. It wasn't just black, so they need to get off their high horse there. Here is the wannabe Vietnam combat Marine who never went there talking about Mick Mulvaney and what he had to say. And again, this is another stretch of the truth. We'll get into that in a minute. But here is Senator Richard Blumenthal.
We already know the concerns he raised in these text messages with Ambassador Sondland. My question to you is, if you were in these hearings today, if you were on one of those House committees, what would you ask Bill Taylor?
I would very much want to know what he thought the consequences would be of that quid pro quo on Ukraine as a partner in resisting Russian aggression. Remember, Ukraine is under attack. That aid, the military aid going to Ukraine, was supposed to help them resist the Russians. And the quid pro quo was for interference in our election, which is blatantly an abuse of power by the president, but it also undermined our national security interest in Ukraine's resistance to the Russian attack. And as a professional diplomat, and he is a real professional, I want to know from him what he thought the consequences would be of continuing that extortion against the Ukrainian president.
You believe that it is extortion, sir?
Well, Mick Mulvaney said there was a quid pro quo. Donald Trump was, in effect, pressuring the Ukrainian president to do his bidding, to interfere in our election, to get dirt on one of his political opponents in return for $391 million in assistance.
Now, these people are attorneys. Mr. Blumenthal was the attorney general in Connecticut, remember?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before he became the U.S. Senator there. So a lot of legal jargon is tossed out there. I almost think they do that on purpose because they don't want you to understand everything they're talking about. But again, he sat there, stood there, whatever. I don't know if he was standing or sitting for the interview. He lied again about what was taking place using the second and third hand testimony of someone who was never present to begin with, as to what took place, and only has secondhand knowledge.
Well, right. Well, that's the narrative that they need to push, that President Trump extorted the President of Ukraine. President of Ukraine came to Washington, D.C. and said, no, there's no pressure, no extortion. He didn't look like he was under duress to me. My goodness. But this is, again, this is the agenda that they want to put out there, and they believe if they keep saying it enough that it'll continue to take hold.
Alrighty, well, we got to let you go, so tell us how to hear your show, sir.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody, and he'll be back tomorrow night. In the meantime, Kathy's going to give you the phone number, and we're going to be back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
A 100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white fire. 10 miles out of Nashville, I was doing 101. State Boy
way, Junkie Song, and he needs that old white line, and that's the way we start on this edition of your Highway and Byway Report, first one of the night. Well, we're going to start up there in Denver for all you folks listening to us on AM 710 KNUS, and hope you're having a good night tonight. You're going to have a little problem tomorrow getting to and from work because it looks like as if a strong cold front moving into the plains will produce heavy snow up to a foot across the Colorado Front Range foothills, including southwest of the Denver metro area, and strong winds behind the front will create critical fire weather threats across much of California through Friday. And then later this week, the front will produce heavy rain from the South Plains to the Tennessee Valley. So let's go right to the snow to begin with. If you're on I-40 going through Albuquerque from the Amarillo West all the way over to Albuquerque and over into the Four Corners section of New Mexico, or I-35 south out of Albuquerque till you climb up that range over the top, you're going to have snow tonight. Could be, as I say, could be as much as a foot before it's all over and done with. I-25 going north up into Colorado, up through Pueblo, up into Denver. There will be snow all the way along the higher elevations there. And again, Denver, the commute there this morning could be a little bit interesting. You might want to get an early start there before things start getting kind of miserable out on the highways. Just saying, that'd be just me for what it's worth. And again, the temperature is going to drop. We've been in the 50s the past day or so, but it's going to drop. It's going to get miserable, and the temperature is going to get colder, more like seasonal weather than it could be. Now, in the meantime, up in Wyoming, along I-80, from Laramie to Cheyenne, you're going to have some snow up in there, too, so be advised about that. Rapid City, South Dakota, up in there, that little corner, you're going to get snow up in that part of the country. Montana, again, up around Bozeman to Billings, you're going to get snow up in there, too, higher elevations. And then out in California, the fire threat advisory for Southern California, San Fernando Valley, definitely in the mix again. Up there, Northern California, all the areas where you had the power go out, guess what? I think it's going to get turned off again on you today. It looks like about a half a million customers again because of the fire threat advisory up through there. So be prepared for what's going to happen there. Now, moving across, and we'll stay up north for a little bit since we already kind of whiz-banged along there, starting out with Denver, then going up into Wyoming, and then coming back down to California, going back north up into Montana. Now let's go east. Up in North Dakota, around Fargo, you'll have some rain there today. Over in the central part of Minnesota, there could be some rain over there. Could even be mixed with some other precipitation south of the Twin Cities. And down along the Wisconsin and Iowa and Minnesota line, you could have some more rain down in there. Looks like as if you've got some gale force winds out on Lake Michigan tonight. Western Michigan, you could be getting feeling the brunt of that. Going down the Mississippi River, down into the Gulf of Mexico, from Pensacola all the way over to New Orleans. So you've got some windy conditions there. That's part of that front that's come through, bringing colder weather to Florida. Temperatures tonight in Florida, 50s and 60s in many of the areas where it's been 70s and 80s tonight, and it'll be about 10 degrees cooler all across that area today. Now, over the East Coast, going all the way up to North Carolina, coming up in I-95, about the central part of the state, you will have some windy conditions. And then Virginia, the central part of Virginia, I-95, and up towards West Virginia, I-70 coming out of Washington, D.C., you're going to run into some fog tonight, as well as up in the Maryland mountains. There's some fog there, so be advised of that. I-81, you'll probably find some fog there as well.
and going up into West Virginia, up towards southern Pennsylvania. And then still a little bit of a windy condition way up there in Maine because of what's been going on up there for the past several days with that tropical system that became subtropical that's moving off to the out into the ocean, but the tail end of it's back there fishhawking back through, and you're getting just a little bit of that as we speak. Now, coming up after the top of the hour, we'll have Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and she'll be back after taking her night off, and it'll be interesting to see what she has to say and where she's been and all the different things that I'm sure she's been doing in the last 24 hours. And a lot of people sending her messages, and, of course, I try to give the messages to her as soon as I get them. Now, don't forget that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your Pilot or Flying J Truck Stop. Now, you can find Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen's, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway's, Taco Bell's, Wendy's, a Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill, or even a full-service Dunkin' Donuts shop in a Pilot or Flying J. Now, Dunkin' Donuts is kind of interesting because they're no longer just donuts only. They've got breakfast sandwiches and breakfast bowls, where you can get scrambled eggs and sausage or bacon put together in a little bowl like some of these other places are doing. And then they've got lunches, they got soups, they got chili, and they got a light supper menu there too. So, not bad at all. And of course, your Pilots, your travel centers, are not your average truck stop anymore with all the amenities they got there. Flying J's, don't need to tell you about the Flying J's. You guys and gals already know about them and all that they've had to offer over the years. Well, they're just as good, if not better, than what they've been in all those years that they've been around. So, keep in mind, Pilot and Flying J. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because Nelson goes in there to his favorite pilot, gets himself a free cup of coffee, and down the highway he goes. And he knows, I know he's told me that many, many times, and we appreciate him. By the way, tonight, I got to read some letters that I got from several people. I was going to do it the other night, but I ran out of time. But I got a letter here from Mayport, Florida. Got one from Pascagoula, Mississippi. Got one from Boise, Idaho. One from Fort Worth, Texas. And caught my eye, so I'm going to be reading them when we come back with Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. So don't go anywhere. We shall return. And Kathy's going to tell you what the old phone number is.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.